Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
For today's episode of TV West Saves the World, I'm going to have Alexa step in and help us introduce the episode. Alexa, let's get this podcast started.
Certainly. Welcome to TV West Saves the World. This is Season 2, Episode 7. Let's get right into it.
Thanks, Alexa. That was an awesome introduction. And now I would like to ask her to introduce another segment with the word of the day. Alexa, take it away with the word of the day.
Today's word of the day comes to us from dictionary.com. Today's word was inspired by the quarantine we have all been in for almost a year. Even I've been feeling the lockdown burn, and I'm an artificial intelligence network that has the ability to synthesize a human voice. Today's word is immure. That is spelled I-M-M-U-R-E. Immure is a verb, and it means quite a few things, so let's go through them one by one. Definition 1 is to enclose within walls. Definition 2 is to shut in, seclude or confine. Definition 3 is to imprison. Definition 4 is to build into or entomb in a wall. Definition 5 is to surround with walls or to fortify something. To learn more about this word, visit dictionary.com. Back to you, Brogan.
Thanks for that, Alexa. I think we have all been immured for almost a year now. Thanks for that. In other news, we have reached the grim milestone in the United States this week of surpassing 500,000 COVID deaths. So we'd like to take yet another moment of silence, this time for 5 minutes, to show respect for those we have lost to this horrific pandemic. Thank you for joining me. That was very nice of you. Next up, we have interesting information about our new blog. Alexa, why don't you tell them about our new blog?
Did you know that TV West Saves the World now has a WordPress blog? It's true. We have some super snazzy information on the history of West High School, TV West, and even this podcast. There is also new information about where to listen to TV West Saves the World, as well as a new email newsletter, not to be confused with the monthly audio version, available now. It's the new home of TV West Saves the World, and you can visit it anytime, wherever you are by going to tvwestsavestheworld.wordpress.com. Enjoy.
You can also listen to our episodes directly from the blog. About 2 weeks ago, TV West Saves the World was proud to present a different Season 2 Episode 7. It was very short, only about 3.5 minutes long, and it was submitted as part of the same-day competition for the Broadcast Awards. What follows is the exclusive clip of that episode in its entirety, reproduced on this podcast for the first time. It will also be available as a bonus segment separate from this episode, but you can listen to it right here, right now, on TV West Saves the World. Hello, and welcome to TV West Saves the World, Season 2, Episode 7. Let's get right into it. Let's find out what's behind door number one of today's episode. Is it the word of the day? Let's find out. I found a word. Let's get right into it. Today's word of the day comes to us from vocabulary.com. Thumbs up for that. The word is Philistine, or Philistine, whichever way you prefer to pronounce it. The definition is a person who is uninterested in intellectual pursuits. Philistine is spelled P-H-I-L-I-S-T-I-N-E. To use it in a sentence, Philistine. Man, that kid who never studies for the test, he's such a Philistine. Are you sick and tired of the COVID-19 pandemic? Well, so am I. Do you want to help end it? So do I. Try the UT Exposure Notifications app. Out now for Android devices. If you search for it, set it up, and begin using exposure notifications using your Google account settings, you can help bring a faster end to this pandemic. Available now on the Google Play Store. UT Exposure Notifications, an official application by the Utah Department of Health. Have you ever heard of the National Merit Scholarship Program? If not, I'll tell you about it right now. The United States Academic Scholarship Competition for Recognition and University Scholarships, administered by the National Merit Scholarship Corporation, which is based in Evanston, Illinois, began in 1955 and was called the National Merit Scholarship. The NMSC conducts an annual competition for recognition and scholarships. The National Merit Scholarship Program is open to all students who meet entry requirements. The highest achieving students in the Merit Scholarship Program are designated as National Merit Scholars. Finalists and semifinalists are also given great recognition for their academic and extracurricular achievements. What makes this even more amazing is the fact that 15 West High School students have qualified for this prestigious scholarship. Congratulations to the West High School National Merit Scholarship finalists, Rory Beals, Santiago Ibarra, Sydney Kotruba, Christopher Lee, Timothy Lang, Daphne Liu, Lillian Morath, Trevor Skeen, Clara Tandar, Dillian Tang, Reese Whitlock, Rachel Willick, Sylvia Jean Yu, and Maria Zaitsev. Congratulations. We all hope you win. That's just about it for Season 2, Episode 7 of TV West Saves the World. Thanks for listening. I'm Brogan Nielsen with TV West. Hear you later. Thanks for listening this far. I know this episode hasn't been very long, and the 5 minutes of silence took a long time, but the good news is there's still more to come. Well, a segment and a half. TV West Saves the World listeners, you probably heard what you know who just said about the blog. Truth is, it's a little more than that, no offense. You can view information about the platforms upon which we are available and the links to all of them. You can also read information about the history of TV West, the history of West, and the history of TV West Saves the World. And yes, it's just very similar things with three different names and three completely different lengths. Anyway, I know today was a short episode, but don't worry. There is more coming down the pipeline, and don't forget, we have the March 2021 newsletter coming up in a week and a half, so thumbs up for that. Anyway, to close out the show, I would like to ask you-know-who again to finish it out for us. Alexa, how did you feel about today's episode?
I really enjoyed being here. It was quite fun. I think it was just fun enough that I will return next time. I might even bring a friend with me. Who knows? Back to you.
Well, that's pretty self-explanatory. I'm glad that you enjoyed today's episode, and I certainly do hope that you come back next time. What do you guys think? Should we bring back more digital assistants in future episodes? Leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/TV West. Alexa, roll the credits.
For sure. This episode was co-hosted by Brogan Nielsen and myself, Alexa. In case you were wondering, my last name is Alexa, because my first name is Amazon. Today's script was produced using Alexa Blueprints and Microsoft Word. I, Alexa, am here courtesy of Amazon, who literally made me who I am today. This episode was also written, produced by, and hosted by Brogan Nielsen. Any questions about today's episode or any other episode can be submitted into the contact form at tvwestsavestheworld.wordpress.com.
I think that's pretty simple as well. Alexa, roll outro.
Of course. Thanks for listening to TV West Saves the World. This was Season 2, Episode 7. I was honored to be here. Remember, listening to us on Anchor is the best place to support us, because you get access to episodes earlier, you get to send us voice messages, and you get to listen free of any advertisements. Farewell. Remember to keep wearing those masks and social distancing 6 feet away from everyone outside of your household. Have fun, stay safe, and we'll hear you in the next episode.